Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Bauer Barbecue 2017 Read by Robin Sue Farm. Now, I have taken the step to turn all my fanfic into audio, but I'm going pretty darn slowly at it. I don't quite know why it's taking so long. But this time we are at the Bauer Barbecue, and it is time for the games to begin. Now, if you are somebody who is just picking up now, you should still be able to do that. But I'm doing these episodes more like a television show, broken into days and scenes. And I am planning on doing, I've already started doing one for this year, so I hope I get it done. And with that, let us go into Bauer Barbecue 2017. Author's note. We continue with the Bauer Barbecue. There are more people around than I've specifically named. Feel free to mentally insert any name of your favorite that I've skipped. Feel free to write in your own fave to say what they're doing. And I really believe that. My blog with these stories on them is glmanny.wordpress.com. And I would be more than happy to hear from you and consider posting your fanfic, which I pretty much post everybody's, but let me leave it out. And with that, we are into the actual text of the story. Bauer Barbecue 2017 by Robin Sue Farm, Part 5, Scene 16. Everybody pay attention, Lizzie called out, but she only got a few of the large crowd to listen. Despite the fact that Lily, her 3-year-old daughter, snapped to attention where she was sitting in the front row. Most of the crowd seemed unimpressed. In a minute, when nothing exciting happened, Lily turned back to Carla, Christine's 1-year-old daughter, who Christine was holding. Lizzie had asked Remy and Christina to keep an eye on Lily while they did the games and asked Lily to help keep Carla entertained, a mission she was taking very seriously. Bill came up behind Lizzie. You just have to know how to do it. He stuck two fingers in his mouth and then let out a loud whistle, followed by, "Hey, listen up." "There you go, darling. You have the floor." Bill quirked a smile at her and bowed. Lizzie rolled her eyes and stepped forward. "Okay, folks, if you haven't found them yet, we've got game equipment set up on that side of the patio and in the side yard. We've got horseshoes, cornhole, badminton, bocce ball, ladder toss, pretty much anything you can think of. So try anything if you want to. Just try to not hit anybody, though." Lizzie double-checked her clipboard. "Today we are starting with a brand new team event. We are going to have an ice cream race. We have 2 identical ice cream hand crank ice cream churns, one with chocolate and one with vanilla. And the first one with solid enough ice cream to suit our judges. Buzz, Lillian, raise your hands." Buzz grabbed Lillian's hand as he held both their hands up triumphantly and then dropped into an exaggerated bow. "The first one with ice cream solid enough to suit our judges wins. This is going to be a long race. Hand-churning ice cream takes a while, so we'll do the other races while this one keeps going on. The rules are simple. We have 2 teams, Team Lewis and Team Bauer." She was interrupted here by hoots and cheers from the team members. She gave them her best, "Don't mess with me, I'm a mom" look, and they quieted down. Each family and anyone they want to designate as family can churn for that team. However, someone has to be churning the entire time until somebody wins. We're setting the churns up here by the pool so people churning can look out and not miss all the fun. If the churn is abandoned at any time during the race, that side forfeits. People can keep going as long as they want and can quit and have another turn later if they want. However, you cannot churn for both sides, and when somebody wins, we all eat. So let's get churning. Bill, you're starting for Team Lewis. Bill walked over to the churn and sat down. Who's starting for Team Bauer? Danny winked at Michelle. That'll be me. You're going down, Lewis. You want to bet, Santos? Lizzie interrupted. On your mark, get set, churn! When people are tired of watching the churning, it is, after all, the type of race that is riveting to watch for only so long. Lizzie called out the next event. Time for the egg toss. Everybody grab a partner. Except for the one unfortunate year when they had split up in an ill-conceived attempt to get Maureen and Clarissa's brother Kevin hooked up. Maureen Reardon and Clarissa Marler were all-time champions at the egg toss. They were paired up again this year, but always itching for good competition, Rusty grabbed Mindy for a partner. Matt got Vanessa to agree. Bridget and Kat teamed up, all told 10 teams lined up in two rows. Michelle grabbed her husband. Come on, Danny, handling something like an egg? You're in good practice this year. Danny gave her his hand spread. What? Look, handed over the churning duty to Jude and followed her over. Little Billy Lewis and Danny Santos got out first, somehow managing to both be covered with eggs. Frankie Cooper had insisted her new friend Hamp join her, and he showed himself to be a good sport when Frankie accidentally nailed him with an egg. She was so horrified that he may not want to be her friend anymore. She grabbed him into the house to clean himself up, which unfortunately meant that before Kat came looking for him, he was a sweat-soaked mess, and there were wet towels all over. Kat remembered the locations of both the downstairs linen closet and the laundry room, so got the mess cleaned up and new towels out before taking Hamp out to get him fresh clothes and shooing Frankie back to her father. Maureen and Clarissa once again took the top place. Bridget and Kat took second, and Michelle and Danny took third. Scene 18. Leah and Dylan were churning away when Lizzie called, time for the potato sack race. It was mostly the kids, but a few adults raced too. Michelle picked up a potato sack, but Danny's look took it from her, and he handed it to Robbie. I was going to hand it to him, she defended. Little Billy, Frankie, Hamp, Henry, Peyton, Emma, Sarah, and Hope all lined up. A few of the other teenagers from around town joined in, and Lizzie stood at one end of the race and lined up all the racers. Bill stood at the other end holding one end of a ribbon, and James held the other end. Lizzie held up her hand and called out, on your mark, get set, go! Dropped her hand and they jumped ahead. Hope pulled out to an early lead. She was bigger and showed the determination she inherited from both her parents. Sarah and Emma were determined to keep up with her. Henry was determined not to be beat by a girl, but soon fell behind. Some of the teenagers pulled ahead, but then Hope found a burst of extra speed. Sarah stayed on her heels. Hope surged ahead again. Sarah's bag suddenly got tangled, and she tripped and fell laughing. Emma dropped her bag and hurried over to make sure Sarah was okay. Hope didn't see her fall and came in first, but people they didn't know took second and third. With a look with just as much determination as Sarah had worn, little Billy did not grow up. He might have been last, but he finished the entire course. He would win another year. Scene 19. Bridget took over the Bauer churn from Leah so she could race, which meant Dylan couldn't quit before she did, even though he had been churning longer. Lizzie called, everyone for the three-legged race. The race was more for the adults, and they lined up to race. Paired up. Danny and Ray, Mel and Leah, Remy and Cyrus all made teams. LTA, note, this was the little group that Emma, Sarah, and Peyton formed. And Bill, Uncle Billy thought it was hilarious. They called it LTA. LTA decided that since Hope had worn the potato, had won the potato sack race, that Emma and Sarah would be the team for this one. Clarissa and Maureen teamed up again, but the egg toss was really more their event. The teams were filled out with college students, including Kevin and Jason. It was a very close race, but it was too hard to beat two young muscular twins. Kevin and Jason took the prize, with Remy and Cyrus coming next. No fair! They get all the chance to practice running, chasing criminals, Rick heckled. Emma and Sarah took third. Michelle yelled for everyone's attention. Hey, everybody, I'm sure you all know Katie Parker Reed. She's the head nurse in the rehabilitation wing at Cedars. Her husband, John Reed, is the head basketball coach at Springfield U. We just had a great discussion over lunch, and she's had such a great idea. Center of attention, and with the, I was one of the early big party versions of the barbecue back in the day in the early 80s. Oh, sorry. That's actually what she said. Katie stepped to the center of attention and said, I was at one of the early big party versions, the barbecue, back in the early 80s. Maureen and Ed had a Hawaiian theme that year and had a fun men versus women contest. The crowd hooted. It was a tug of war. More hoots. And I just happened to have brought a tug-of-war rope. She raised it above her head. Let's pull over the pool. First one to pull somebody from the other side into the pool wins. The applause broke out as men and women emptied their pockets of electronics and then rushed over to find a place on the rope. Michelle called out louder than ever anyone and moved to take the position closest to the pool. You coming, Lewis? She called. Danny sprang out of his chair. That's it. That is it, he stormed over to Michelle. You've been pushing it all day, and I have had it. He swept her up into his arms and carried her back to the house. We need to talk. Scene 21. The rider gunned it past the green entering Springfield sign. Coming in on the bluffs on one side of town, he pulled over on an overlook. Unbeknownst to him, he was very near the former location of Casa Santos on the river bluffs on the other side of the river, from Skyline Drive, where the Spalding Mansion and the Bauer House were located. He looked out over the town, where he had no memories. I should know this town. I ought to have memories everywhere here. He spotted the lights, the football field for the high school. I should have gone to school there, and I would have if it hadn't been for him. He pulled back to the highway and gunned it into town. He'd be seeing him soon. And that is the end of this chapter of the fanfic, Bauer Barbecue 2017. I'm going to be continuing reading sections of this story. And I hope that you enjoy it. I'm trying to get it done before the date of the actual Bauer Barbecue this year. And there are still four more chapters and a set of end notes. So that's it for Robin Sue Farm. And I hope that you really enjoy this fanfic.